About 60 people came aboard a large charter boat called Majestic Princess II, most of them legislators who funded restoration projects for Lake Worth Lagoon. It's also sometimes referred to as the Intracoastal. They're here to check out the improvements Palm Beach County has made on the lagoon, using its yearly budget of $3 to $4 million. Shelley Vanna is the county's mayor. She was on the charter boat.
This is a very big part of Palm Beach County. It's one of the things that defines the nature of who we are. And so we want to make sure that as caretakers of the environment, we do the right thing.
The right thing means restoring the lagoon's water and aquatic life.
A lot of our canals and everything empty here. So there's a lot of stuff in that water that's either silt or things that are not good for the lagoon.
Lake Worth Lagoon has a long history of pollution.
I one time read a Palm Beach Post article. It was actually printed during World War II. And that article talked about the sewage smell that was coming off the lagoon was the reason why nobody ever wanted to be on the lagoon.
That's Rob Robbins, director of the county's Environmental Resources Management. He says that in the early 1900s, when the lagoon was first developed, the shoreline was filled in and seawalls were put up.
All of that ability to convert sunlight energy to food energy was lost when seawalls were put up. That's why we're installing islands to replicate that function, and those islands are offshore of the seawalls.
Robin says there are several dozen islands right now, but there's another problem. Polluted stormwater is spilling into the lagoon from roads and parking lots.
So some of what we're doing is actually installing stormwater treatment areas underground and treating water before it ever hits the lagoon.
He says it's the county's mission to get the best water quality so that a healthy habitat can form and ultimately bring fisheries into the lagoon.
You're going to hear stories of snook, redfish, and trout being caught in areas of the lagoon where they haven't been seen in generations.
The county is currently working on at least 8 projects to improve the lagoon, restoring seagrass, mangroves, salt marshes, and oyster reefs. It seems to be working. Large birds called oyster catchers have been nesting in one of the restored islands. They weren't known to breed in the county until about 2 years ago. And just a few weeks ago, bonefish were found around one of the islands.
We saw 2 juveniles, so they weren't adults that got lost and came here. They're juveniles that are spawning here. That's very encouraging.
Mayor Vanna says there's now a lot of activity on the lagoon.
We have the holiday parades, people go out on weekends, and then we have the ecotourism.
Just past John D. MacArthur State Park on the northern end of the lagoon, cars are pulled over on Burnt Bridge. People are launching their vessels into the water. Locals Brittany Trainer and Parker Haywood just got back from paddleboarding.
This is our third time, but they were all within the last month, because once we came out, we really liked it.
Shallow enough to where if you want to get off your board, you can walk a little bit. Bunch of mangroves all around, about 4 or 5 islands that you can go into. There's trails inside the islands for paddleboarders or kayaks.
We saw a manatee and 2 stingrays, a bunch of birds, a bunch of fish. The manatee was the coolest.
Michael St. Just was also off to the side of Burnt Bridge. He works for the water sports company called Visit Palm Beach and was waiting for a small group of kayakers to come back from Lake Worth Lagoon.
We do it about 2 to 3 times a month, groups ranging from 3 people to 30 people, 40 people.
He says he's happy the county has kept up the restoration.
As long as they're preserving it and keeping it natural, it does help us out a lot.
Rob Robbins says restoration will probably take more than 10 years to complete. I'm Jessica Mazzaros in Miami.